This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Lori Moreno, L-O-R-I-M-A-R-I-N-O, date of birth 11-30-1966, date of appointment 7-15-2024, requesting physician Kiara Sees, K-E-A-R-A-S-E-A-S-E-M-D. Dear Dr. Sees, I have the pleasure of seeing Lori Moreno today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 57-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who has a history of migraine since teenage year. She was getting Botox from Albany Medical Center. They no longer accept her insurance. Before Botox, she was getting 2 to 3 migraine per day. With Botox, she is not getting any migraine. When she was getting migraine, it was dull, throbbing. She was getting wavy lines and loose vision, with nausea, with vomiting, with photophobia, no phonophobia, no dizziness. She tried Topamax and Imitrex before. She has a history of a stroke on 4-14-2024. She still has a residual left-sided weakness and spasticity. She takes aspirin 325 mg daily and a atorvastatin 10 mg for secondary prevention of a stroke. She has a history of seizure since 2018, total of 4 seizures. Last one was in 2021. Seizure starts with the left arm, goes up in the air, and then involves the whole body, with loss of consciousness, no tongue biting, no incontinence. Seizure lasts less than 5 minutes. Postictal confusion was present. She cannot drive due to the left visual field defect. Her memory is not good. She forgets easily. Past medical history, epilepsy, history of stroke, GERD, depression, anxiety, hypercholesterolemia, hypertension, migraine, memory problem, past surgical history, hysterectomy, tube placed in the ear. Allergy to ibuprofen medication, levothyroxine, omeprazole, aripiprazole 2 mg. In the morning, and 5 mg also in the morning. No, 5 mg at night. Aspirin 325 mg, atorvastatin 10 mg, citalopram 40 mg, lisinopril, solifenacin, lacosamide 200 mg, one tablet, two times daily, metformin, levetiracetam 750 mg, two times daily, gabapentin 100 mg, 2 capsule 3 times daily. Socialist, he does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. She is retired, divorced, lives with the son, have 4 children, family esteem, mother deceased with cancer of the lung, father deceased with alcohol issue, 2 sister and 1 brother. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin. Metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having headache, weakness, trouble walking, memory issues, seizure, migraine, physical examination, blood pressure 110 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, left visual field defect present, left facial droop present, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides. Motor system examination, right sided 545, left sided spasticity present, left side upper extremity 2 over 5, lower extremity 4 over 5, deep tendon reflexes, right sided 2 over 4, left sided 3 over 4. Plantar responses or flexor, sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan. 57-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, chronic migraine. Number 2, history of stroke with left-sided residual weakness. Number 3, epilepsy. Number 4, memory loss. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to continue the Botox injection for chronic migraine every 3 months. She needs the Botox also for spasticity. I will continue the aspirin 325 milligram daily and atorvastatin 10 milligram daily for secondary prevention of stroke. I will also continue the lacosamide 200 milligram 2 times daily and levetiracetam 750 milligram 2 times daily. I will next time evaluate her for memory issue can be due to the depression. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. She is already taking 2 medication for depression, that is Abilify and Citalopram. I would like to see her back in my office in 3 months.